When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Which team had the most impressive win on Sunday? You like the Cowboys thrashing Minnesota? Or do you like Mahomes and them coming back on the Chargers? This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron, and guess who we are joined by right now? None other than the man himself, ESPN NFL analyst extraordinaire, Rex Ryan. What's going on, Coach?
Sexy Rex.
I'm doing well, and I'd like to, a little shot of Patron to start the day, to be honest with you. But to your question right there, the most impressive? Dude, Dallas, that was the most impressive performance of the year by any team, in my opinion.
Beating the hell out of them.
Beat
both sides
asleep.
Of the ball.
What was impressive about it?
Dang, everything. The first thing I think of is that pass rush. Like, oh, my God. I'm thinking, the hell, is this the 85 Bears? Like, they were scary how that pass rush was going. And they finally put the kid down, put his hand in the dirt, Micah Parsons, and let him just – you know, it's funny. We were bragging about how the rookie hadn't given up a sack all year. Whoop, I guess we got that one over with.
That was quick.
I mean, that was quick, the strip sack and all that type of stuff. But that pass rush was absolutely, I mean, ridiculous and scary, quite honestly. And then offensively, they turned it on. And look, the kid, that Pollard, by the way, how's he look? Is Zeke better than him?
No.
I don't think so. I don't know if Zeke was ever better than this guy. He goes with 100 yards rushing and almost 100 yards receiving. This team looks tough, man. If they're going to play like that, oh, my God.
It's going to be tough to beat them.
Yeah, really.
I love how now Dallas fans – hopes will be sky high just the farther fall. I love
I know.
It. Come
they're
on.
Gonna,
right where you want them, Max.
They're going to get beat anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Some teams, like, I couldn't believe going into it. I mean, weren't the fans just like me? Shouldn't we dehydrate Dalvin Cook? Like, we're going to give him the ball so many damn times.
What did I say?
And
like,
I knew, Rex, I knew the Cowboys were going to beat him because after that Justin Jefferson catch, Minnesota wouldn't be able to help themselves, right?
Yeah.
And now here comes Parsons. You're going to drop a guy back against Micah Parsons?
Like, no, just keep running. And I don't care. I thought when Kevin O'Connell, who, by the way, I got in a coaching feather in my cap. But anyway, he wasn't a great player, but I knew he was smart as hell. But anyway, he goes – he's like, before the game, he's like, they got to worry about adjusting us. We're not, all that. And I'm like, oh, no. How much you're going to throw it? Oh, no, don't do it. I mean, you got to run the ball 65% of the time against Dallas, in my opinion.
Key, there it goes. There's your formula, right? Like, they got away from it. But, Key, I was thinking of you when I said the thing about I knew they were going to drop back too much. Because, as Key would say, Coach, the snap, crackle, and pop of that Justin Jefferson catch, unavoidable. They're, this is what we do. They're riding high. Bad idea to me, Key.
No, it's certainly a bad idea. And you flip to the Dallas Cowboys side of the ball on the offensive side, 22 of 25, 276 yards, two touchdowns, no turnovers. They ran the football effective, both with Zeke and Pollard. But Pollard out of the backfield catching the football was just exceptional, something that Zeke doesn't necessarily do all that well compared to Pollard. But they had a certain recipe and philosophy matched with a Rex Ryan-style defense to go get the quarterback. And when you're dropping that quarterback back all 6 foot, 190 pounds of them, they're going to eat you alive.
6 feet, 190.
It was frightening, wasn't it, Key? It was frightening. Like, I'm just sorry, but if you're sent back, you're related to Kirk Cousins and that. It's like, just hand the dang ball off. Like,
yeah, right.
It was scary.
If you're a cousin
of
Cousins.
Let me ask you this, Rex, though. Let me ask you a question because you've been in this position just like Dan Quinn before. He's been a head coach, right? And he did well successfully as a head coach. And if his defense continues to play along this way, and for some reason they don't go to the Super Bowl, but the defense is lights out, does he fight the urge to go be a head coach again? Does he fight that urge or does Jerry say, here's another couple million dollars, sit tight?
Yeah, I guess everybody's an individual, different, but no, I go to be the leader of the entire team. So if you're Dan Quinn, yeah, no, absolutely. You go out and you go get your head coaching job. And I think that's it, because with us, we want to affect the whole game. And you have a chance to do that as a head coach a heck of a lot more than you do as a D coordinator.
Well, I guess the Cowboys will be losing him at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so. Right.
Rex, I saw you when we were walking in, and you and I had a good exchange of words. Obviously, I am hot about it. The Patriots find a way to win at home off a punt return against the Jets. Zach Wilson in his comments after the game. Your thoughts. The floor is yours. Is it time to bench Zach Wilson?
I don't think it's time to bench him, but it's certainly time for him to grow up. And when I look at it this way, anytime it goes bad, if you're a quarterback, a head coach, it's always I and me. When things go well, it's us and we. And this kid doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. Like, you know, when they ask him about, well, did you, you know, disappoint the defense? No. Are you kidding me? You disappointed that damn defense. You did. Like, it was ridiculous. But take it. When I look at this team, because they're very comparable to like the 2009 Jets when we went to a championship game, right? We had played phenomenal defense, all right? And, yeah, the quarterback's struggling a little bit because he's a young guy or whatever. The difference is this kid's not close to Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez took every dang arrow known to man, every single one. He blamed himself for it. In fact, I would blame stuff on Mark just because I knew he could take it. You sign up for it when you're the quarterback for the New York Jets, all right? One of the greatest leaders I've ever seen, when I grew up as a kid, and I was on the sideline and all that type of stuff, I was around Joe Namath. Everybody talks about Joe Namath had all these interceptions. That's all he ever did. You know, won the one Super Bowl, and that's it. Overrated as hell. You know nothing about leadership, because I can tell you right now, Joe Namath was one of the best leaders I've ever seen. And I learned a lot just being a young, you know, young kid growing up around him. Joe Namath would take it. I'll never forget, they were playing somebody, and Don Maynard was a great receiver, Hall of Fame receiver. But I remember him on the sideline telling Weeb Eubank, I just knew Don was going to run the right route on that one. And he throws a pick. And so what'd they do at the end? He's like, yeah, that was me. The ball got away from me. The kid, the receiver ran the wrong route. But you never knew it. Nobody ever knew it. They would just blame Joe for throwing a bad ball.
We don't remember Joe Namath's name these many decades later by accident.
Right,
it's not
absolutely.
An – he wasn't worried. Mark Sanchez did not have the most talent in the world, but he wasn't practicing off-platform throws to show you how much arm talent he had, right?
You know what, Sexy Rex, the one of the problems that the Jets could potentially face, and I'm not inside their locker room, and I nor do I claim to be, but I do speak receiver. Okay, and I speak receiver very fluently. And when I see Garrett Wilson saying some of the things that he's saying, he ain't necessarily talking to the coaching staff. He's talking to the damn quarterback, okay? I speak receiver. I done seen it, been there, done that. So I kind of know that frustration of, hey, man, you got me out here running around and standing around like a cardboard cutout and running around for nothing. And you can't get us the football. We can't even dial up plays that our coaches feel confident in because they don't trust you.
Well, and that's it, Key. And all he had to do was after the game sit back and say, you know what, this one's on me. I mean, I've got great receivers. This Garrett Wilson's going to be a superstar, and I got to get him the football. It's all the hell he has to say, that it's on me. And I don't care if he ran a wrong route or whatever. You own it. You own it. But the fact he hasn't done it in this locker room, to me, I'm not worried about the skill level of the kid. I think he's got the skill level to be a decent quarterback. The thing I'm worried about is all the other things, the intangibles, the most important things, all right? And to me, that's what I worry about. What separates this guy from the kid in Philadelphia, all right, Jalen Hurts? Why? That dude's a winner. He puts everything on his back. And that's what he's got to grow up and understand that, hey, you know what? It's on me. Start with that. Just like, hell, I got to get better. I've got to be more accurate with the football. I've got some great receivers. My offensive line does a good job. I don't care if they're garbage. That's how you got to approach these things, especially in this city.
Rex,
this city, as we all know, this city is about, like, they love tough-ass people. And you, right now, this guy ain't a tough dude. He's more of a punk than he is a tough ass. Mm.
Well, they don't trust him. I mean, Rex, they were on their own 20-yard line yesterday, late in the fourth quarter, second and third down. They didn't let him throw. They ran the ball.
You go nine of 22 for under 100 yards, and you put up 3 points in a loss. And when they say, did you let the defense down, which, by the way, barely gave up any points, right? Yeah.
And you say no,
that's a layup.
No.
It's a layup. You don't have to make it more complicated than it needs to be.
You're damn right we did.
That is Rex Ryan, ESPN NFL analyst who does not mince words. Thank you, Rex, as always.
My pleasure.
Oh, boy, guys. You know what time it is, Rex?
Money.
It's 10 after the hour.
Oh, it's money
10
time,
after
Rex.
Every single hour on every single show through the end of the show, December 7th. We're giving away $2,500 as part of the KJM 10K a day giveaway. We've given away $72,500.
I think this
so
hour you're only going to give $2,000 away because I'm going to snag some of those.
Taking the rest.
Ooh, they might be in my pocket.
It is winning word of the day time.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
I should say winning word of the hour, because when you hear this word, you text it to 777-000-777-000, and just like that, you're entered to win $2,500. The word is bench. As in, should the Jets bench Zach Wilson? B-E-N-C-H, bench. Text it to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win. That's the winning word of the hour. We're going to do this every weekday, every hour, from now until the end of the show on December 7th, no purchase necessary, ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Coming up, Key will explain why the Bears may have the brightest future of any team in the NFL.
What?
Not NFC North, NFL. What? Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
I'm Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio. It is time for Key Observations, which is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today. See all the ways you can save. What you got for us, Key?
Little observations, man. I got five of them from this past weekend. All National Football League things. I could have dove a little bit into the NFL, but I mean in the college football, but I stuck to the NFL. Let's knock it down, Yates.
Number one,
our good friend, and I guess you could still call him a colleague, and Jeff Saturday. I think he may have a future in coaching in the National Football League or college for that matter. Since coming on and becoming the Indianapolis head coach, he goes out to Las Vegas. He smacks up the Raiders upside their head. Then he has the Philadelphia Eagles on the rope. It took a miracle and a draw play from Jalen Hurts at the end of that football game to give Jeff Saturday his first loss as a head coach in the National Football League. I still give him 2-0, even though they lost the game.
Number two.
Number two, the Dallas Cowboys. They got a lot of people laughing right now. Ooh, that's a lot. I can't wait to see First Take today with Michael Irvin and Stephen A. Smith. Ooh, that's going to be fun to see. They went into Minnesota, and they beat an 8-1 team who's riding high in an unbelievable football game a week ago up in Buffalo. They beat the Buffalo Bills. They rolled into Minnesota back home thinking, okay, well, we're going to take care of the Cowboys because the Cowboys just got beat by a team that we beat on opening day in the Green Bay Packers. Well, guess what? Kirk Cousins became Kirk Cousins again. And this is the problem that you have with the Minnesota Vikings. But let's give credit to the Dallas Cowboys. They did what you're supposed to do to what I consider bad football teams. You beat them down. And Minnesota Vikings were a bad football team against the Dallas Cowboys.
Number three,
Patrick Mahomes. Look, I've seen Dan Marino, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, John Elway. I've seen them all late in the games. They left a minute and some change on the clock for him at the end of that game. I knew right then, I told my son who was sitting next to me, oh, they getting ready to win. He is now the best, in my opinion, at coming from behind in late fourth quarter comebacks. Because it just – remember we used to do that with Tom Brady when he was in New England?
No doubt.
Sit there and go, well, we've seen this before. And this is the same situation now. He's taking that over from Patrick, from Tom Brady, that is Patrick Mahomes, with the, oh, well, we've seen this before.
Number four.
Once the New York Jets – we just talked about this with Coach Rex Ryan in our last segment. But once the Jets find a quarterback and solidify that position, they'll be headed in the right direction, and potentially we can start talking about Super Bowls with this team because that defense, that young defense with Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner, and then you look at Garrett Wilson on the offensive side, a healthy Breece Hall, the offensive line, and Robert Saleh certainly is coaching the way that you would envision a guy coaching. Who's holding them back? The quarterback is holding them back. There's no question about it, in my opinion. Yes, it's been a small sample size, but I've seen small sample sizes with other quarterbacks in the National Football League for years, and I've been able to say if he was good or he's bad. I can't even tell with this kid. I can't tell if he's good. I can't tell if he's bad. Hell, I can't even tell if he should be on the field.
Number five,
I cannot wait for the Chicago Bears to get to the offseason. So I can see what my good friend and Ryan Poles, my buddy, you know, the guy that I met on Michigan Ave, and we had such an in-depth conversation about the salary cap and all the money that they're going to have in the offseason to go get Jalen, or better yet, to go get Justin Fields, some talent to put around him. Over $100+ million to spend in free agency. Draft picks galore. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait. The people of Chicago should be extremely excited about my good friend, Ryan Poles. You know, me and Poles are real good friends. We had a nice conversation on Michigan Ave.
Those are key observations. There's a lot there, Key. A lot there. I mean, starting with Jeff Saturday, I know it's not fit. Like, Jalen Hurts got the opportunity, made the most of it. He's a leader. You heard Rex Ryan saying, unlike Zach Wilson, he's a leader, no question. But I can't help it. I'm just built this way, right? Especially if I'm rooting for a guy. I'm obviously rooting for our friend Jeff Saturday. If they see the face mask, Colts win that game, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And it happened in front of the ref. I'm like, oh, my God, Jeff's about to be 2-0. Nope, 1-1. But, like, what a great job. Look at how the team – Jay, like, I look at the
they
way a team
different.
Responds to a guy, right?
They look
like
different.
The way the Eagles responded to Jalen Hurts when Carson Wentz sat down. All of a sudden, it came alive. This team came alive for Jeff.
Well, also, I mean, look at the way he's handled it from the beginning, right? There has been nothing about Jeff Saturday that's came in and said, this is the way I'm going to do it. And, like, didn't have that bravado. He had humility. And is a player's first coach. I mean, guys respond to that.
Dog, he said.
Guys respond to that.
He said, our dude sat down and said, I don't know if I'm going to be terrible at this or if this is something I'll be great at. I don't know. I know I'm, but, you know, like, then talks about how he's confident in this and that, Key. He didn't strike a false chord, just being authentic.
I just know it looked different. Now, I played with Frank Reich, and I love Frank Reich. He's the reason that I turned in, one of the reasons I turned into a okay receiver in the National Football League, because he was one of my quarterbacks when I was a young rookie. But Jeff, it just looks different with Jeff Saturday. I don't know what it is. It just, they respond different. They just got a little more pep in their step, a little bounce around. Matt Ryan looked like a different quarterback. It looks different.
Hey, I want to get to the observation about the Jets, too. This is something that's so interesting to me. You said if they get the quarterback right, and they don't have it right at the moment, right? Like, we'll see what happens with Zach Wilson, but at the moment, it's not right. They could win a Super Bowl. The thing that worries me, Key, and I'm a Giants fan, not a Jets fan, but –
when you have a defense that's ready to go, that usually ages out in about 5 years.
Yeah, but so they're not going to stick. But they're not going to stick around with this too long.
No, no, I get it. What I'm saying is, this is year one of this group, right?
Yeah.
So you got after this year, which is already wasted with Zach Wilson at this level. You got 4 more years. You're going to have to find a quarterback, develop, and it's hard, man. That's the reason teams like to find that quarterback first and build around him, is the shelf life is longer. They better not waste this defense. If Zach Wilson's not the right guy, doesn't that put extra pressure on them to find the right guy immediately?
And Joe Douglas is a guy who has shown to me that he's not going to sit around and wait. I mean, he the moment that Breece Hall got hurt, he went out, bam, got this done. I mean, that's just, oh, Jamal Adams, you don't want to – let me move him and get some number one picks. You don't want to play, let me get some picks and some money. So he's not a guy who I believe is going to sit around and wait. And whether Robert Saleh says it or not, and I don't know Robert Saleh, but I know coaches that coach like him and think like him, he's not going to sit around and wait, because my defense is a championship defense that's cooking right now, and eventually – I'm going to have to take them out the oven, and they're going to be done.
Jay, you know what's crazy? I hate to say it, but when you think about that defense, complimentary football, all that stuff, you know who would work for the Jets right now? Because
oh, God, here we go. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Daniel Jones.
Oh, okay, Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones would, if you put him on the Jets, you have a competent quarterback. He can run. He, until very recently, makes the right throws. We've never seen him with a top receiver. He has multiple weapons. He has a defense, so you can play the style they're playing.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a market for Daniel Jones right now. If this is Zach Wilson, and he wouldn't even, he's right there.
I don't know if I want to let Daniel Jones go if I'm a Giants fan.
Me neither. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what are you
doing? I don't want to let him go either.
I don't like the path you're going down right now.
This is why I said 5 weeks ago, sign him up for 3 years, $75 million right now. This is why I said it.
But they've got a – I think they've got a hard conversation that they got to have with themselves in the offseason. You know, do we move on from this kid at this age, or do we let him – sit around for one or two more years, and we are in the same situations, and he doesn't grow.
Let me ask you a question, or more so maybe make a statement for everybody to give thought on. Certain people have leadership skills, right? You just feel it in the way they operate, in the things they say, how they say it. Like, you listen to Justin Fields, you inevitably feel that with him. Right now, his play on the field has shown you what the ceiling is. Zach Wilson's play in the field hasn't really given you an indication of whether he's the guy or not. But just sheer off the field and the way he handles himself with the – do you feel like he's the leader of an NFL franchise
team? Daniel Jones, yes. Zach Wilson, no. And I would say, Jay, I wouldn't give up on Zach Wilson yet, but
I'm not saying
it's getting
on him
late early, and I will say this. He has given you indications that he's not the guy. It's not set in stone, but the indications are that's not the guy.
It's just trending in the wrong direction with the way I see from
the
leadership perspective.
Yeah, it's getting late early. Again, they got a hard conversation that they got to have with themselves if this thing turns sour this the rest of the season. They've got to look at themselves in the offseason and say, can we get better at this position?
And I don't...
Is he going to grow this year for us? Because eventually what happens is if you stick with this too long, it will start to affect the rest of the team.
Well, Keith, it already is. You got John Franklin Meyer out here from the defense liking tweets like that are going against Zach Wilson.
That's nuts, and we're going to get into that in a little while. I want to go hit one real quick, guys, because obviously Cowboys are really good. Mahomes is great. We all know this.
One more thing, Max, before you move on.
Go ahead.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had a young, promising quarterback in Sean King who helped guide them to an NFC championship appearance. But Dungy wasn't going to wait to capitalize with that defense of those Hall of Famers.
No time.
He went out and got Brad Johnson.
Right.
And Sean King was in his third year.
So we're going to move on. The last thing in Key's observations that I wanted to hit on real quick was this offseason for the Bears. I know we have to move on. It might be the most important offseason in the history of the Chicago Bears. When you think about the first year of Justin Fields' career wasted, now this year, the way he's coming along, they finally have a guy who could be a great quarterback. They have all the cap space, draft picks, all this stuff. What they do right now could very well determine the fortunes of a generation of Bears fans who've been waiting since 1985. Jerry Jones thinks his Cowboys are a team that could win the Super Bowl this year. Is he right? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Mahomes crossing pattern, caught Kelce, 10-yard line, 5-yard line, touchdown, Kansas City.
I mean, like I said, he's one of the best, not the best tight end of all time, and he's coming to work every single day to get better.
Well, you should be frustrated. We just lost to a good team at home. We had the lead. Weren't able to close it out.
That's big time football at the right time.
Counting all day like the clock's on the wall. Oh, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst. Monday morning, Dan usually drops some kind of sports take bomb on a Monday morning. He's going to be here any minute. Hey, guys, Mahomes and Kelce, are going to challenge Brady and Gronk as the greatest quarterback tight end combination of all time, right? Like, take that level quarterback, that level tight end, when everyone's in the conversation for the best who ever did it. But I think back to that Chiefs quartet when they had Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill, I think that's the best quartet of all time. You know, people talk about triplets or quadruplets. It's the best quad. If you had to check each box, quarterback, tight end, wide receiver, running back, Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt. Tell me any team that's ever checked all four of those boxes at that level at the same time in their primes.
Well, I mean, I could just go if you really. I mean, it's different.
We'll go to the Niners.
You can go to the Niners, but I'm gonna just go right to the Dallas Cowboys. I'm gonna go right to Dallas.
Who's the tight end?
Novacek.
Yeah, but okay, who's better, Novacek or
yeah,
Travis
but
Kelce?
but who's better, Emmitt Smith or Kareem Hunt?
Emmitt Smith got Kareem Hunt. Tyreek Hill and T.O., very different style.
No, not T.O., Michael Irvin.
I meant Michael Irvin.
The playmaker.
The playmaker.
Yeah, it was different. It's different.
Very different style.
Yeah, it's different styles.
Mahomes big time over Aikman. Aikman was great, but different.
Here's what I'm going to say. Heart and soul of the playmaker?
Yeah. Yeah,
if playmaker ain't on that team, it's a different.
He's the best player on the team.
It's different.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst. You want to jump in on this conversation here? You have any?
I can't imagine he said T.O.
Because that was the next great wide receiver.
It's the great. What is it? It's not quadruplets? You said five guys?
Triplets.
No.
The greatest triplets or quads?
The greatest quadruplets ever.
The Rams with Kurt Warner?
Okay.
I mean, it was Kurt,
not
Marshall.
Nearly as good as Mahomes. Mahomes better than Kurt by like a bit, and Kurt was great, but Mahomes better. Go ahead. Who else?
I mean, Kurt's in the friggin' Hall of Fame.
No question, but Mahomes best who ever did.
Yeah, so.
All right, so.
I mean, we're talking about Kurt like it's me.
I love Kurt Warner.
I'm not even close.
Kurt Warner
not
is
even
close. Kurt Warner, Super Bowl champ, MVP, among the all-time greats is different.
It's one team. Man, I gave it to you. It's the Dallas Cowboys. And I dare you say Aikman. Man, Aikman's in the Hall of Fame.
No
I
question, mean, Brady, but Mahomes is better than Warner, Brady, Aikman, and all these guys.
Brady, oh, Gronk, God. Randy.
Yep. Oh, that's a good one because Randy was there for that. For that,
but they
minute.
Didn't have a. But they didn't have a running, back. Running back.
Yeah,
right?
No,
they didn't have a running back.
Well, Brady Gronk losses a lot though, and whoever was running the ball, in other words. But I mean, like where each guy checks a box, where you go, that looks a little different.
And the Dallas Cowboys won 3 Super Bowls, man. I know
no
it
doubt.
Burns you up and it hurts your heart because
it
it's Dallas.
It
but you can't
what
tell
about
me
San Francisco.
That's what I brought up. Too,
San Francisco had Brett Jones,
but like
Steve Young or Montana, Jerry Rice. And either Ricky Waters or Roger Craig.
Yeah, the Rams didn't have a freak at tight end.
And the Chiefs won a Super Bowl. Like, you know, and who knows how many more they're going to win. But with that,
Max,
with those quadruples,
I
they
just
won a Super
gave
Bowl.
You a team that won 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah, with Deion Sanders.
With 3
too,
Hall of Famers on the offense.
Hold on, guys. I want to get, Dan, I want to get your thoughts on the game last night by Patrick Mahomes and the last minute and a half. Your overall assessment.
He's a Grim Reaper, man. I mean, that's what makes him so special is. The reality, if he has the ball with any remote chance of that game still being an option win-wise, they're going to get it done. You know, I don't know the last time I saw Patrick get the ball in that moment and not get it done. I maybe it happened and I just can't recall. I don't remember. That's what makes him so special. I think that, like, this is also one of the reasons why, Jay, like, when we get asked, like, who's the MVP of the NFL, we often answer, like non-convicted, like, oh, maybe, you know, because it's Patrick, but we try to make it interesting. And some players do make it interesting, but when you know, there's a difference between believing and knowing, and everyone knows what the outcome is going to be with Patrick. I also think one of the more fascinating things that's happened with Kansas City this year in general is how much they have become a multiple tight end team, you know, which
morning,
raves about Andy Reid's creativity. So many of those big plays last night were out of 13 personnel, 1 back, 3 tight end. Also, 3rd downs in the second half. Patrick was just special. No one frustrates me more offensively on third down than the Los Angeles Chargers. I'll tell you that. So I've never seen a good team miss more third and ones in my life than the Chargers. So, but Patrick, the Grim Reaper, man.
Yeah, no, he. I was with my son sitting down last night, Dan, and once the Chargers went ahead and scored, it was about a minute and some change left. I told him, I said, he was like, oh, they're going to lose. I said, boy, you don't know football. Because that dude right there, he'd get ready to go down and score.
It's over, man.
Hey, so, Dan, the reason I bring up historical stuff with this Chiefs team is because they're that kind of – Mahomes, that kind of transcendent talent. I think about everyone who ever played quarterback. Like, Tom Brady had this level of team success early, but he didn't have this level of personal success early. And Dan Marino had some kind of comparable personal success early, but not team success. Given both things, we're now deep into year five of Mahomes as a starter. He's having by far the greatest start to any NFL quarterback's career, right? Like, sure. He is in a class by himself all time.
There's a reason why 3 years ago everyone was saying he's going to be the greatest that ever played. He's the most talented or the most gifted that we'd ever seen play. But this is where the perfect storm has happened. We often forget that Kansas City was a playoff team before they drafted Patrick. Then they draft Patrick because they went up in the draft to get him. And then they sat him for a year behind a guy that is a veteran player that had to do it mentally because physically he wasn't off the charts. So he got to sit and watch a guy do it. And then they plugged and placed him into a playoff caliber football team. And then they had immediate success while also continuing to draft well. When you have an organization that consistently drafts well, sometimes they're going to miss, but consistently drafts well, you put a talented player at the most important position on an already talented
great
roster
coach.
And a Hall of Fame coach, this is how you build consistent success in the league. It ain't going anywhere for Kansas City.
Dan, do you think that based on what you saw yesterday from the Dallas Cowboys against the Minnesota Vikings, a team that went into Buffalo and stole a win, but they're sitting at 9-1, can't complain about the record, top of the division. Do you think the Dallas Cowboys, if in fact they don't win the division, can go on the road and be a Super Bowl team?
Yeah, Key. When Dallas plays like that yesterday, they're the best team to beat. They're the team to beat in the NFC. When they play like that, can they, will they consistently do that? Like, can they do that for four games in a row? And dude, I've said all year, Key, the most reliable and or best play in all the NFL is the Dallas defense when they know you're throwing the football. It's over. It's over. You have no shot. So that showed up again yesterday on the road versus Minnesota. I think that what I liked out of their offense yesterday, which I hadn't seen a ton this year, maybe it was the injury with Dak, they gave him full control at the line of scrimmage. We hadn't seen that a lot of that offense this year. That's become a strength of Dak's. Not only get us out of bad, but get us into really good. Tony's obviously explosive. But if they play to that style, yeah, they could beat Philadelphia. They could beat San Francisco. So I don't think the Cowboys are a team that need home field advantage. But if they play that way, man, they're tough to beat.
They are tough to beat indeed. We asked this earlier. More impressive win. Minnesota, who was 8-1, but wasn't making you believe they were a juggernaut, really. They were winning a lot of close games. Cowboys destroy them 40-3. Or what the Chiefs just did to the Chargers, who got Keenan Allen back, who suddenly started to look healthy, who you look down, you go, wait a minute, they got 5 wins. Wait a second. Have Justin Herbert, who's a very differently talented quarterback than Kirk Cousins. The Chiefs coming back on them the way they did. Which is more impressive to you?
Oh, Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City also did it without their top two receivers. So one team got their top receivers back, and Mike went out, and one team was without their top receivers. And if you're the chart, that I called that game this weekend a must-win for Los Angeles. Like, you had to win the game. You can't fall 5-5 and 0-2 to Kansas City. And the way that Kansas City did it, it's just demoralizing, right? If you're the Chargers and everybody else in the AFC.
That is the
Sean great Payton watches on. Sean Payton watches on.
ESPN football analyst. Thank you, Dan, as always. We were talking about Travis Kelce and the Chiefs offense. Who's the best offensive weapon, period, who's not a quarterback in the NFL? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Which team had the most impressive win on Sunday? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Don't forget, top of every hour, 10 past every hour, we're giving you the winning word, which you text to 777-000, and you're entered for your chance to win $2,500. That's right. Every single hour we're doing that. We've already, you know, almost done with hour two of this show, so that means that in another 14, 13 minutes, we're going to have given away, what do we come at, $75,000
so far. Yeah.
We're doing it every hour of this show through December 7th. Right, the winning word is bench this hour,
bench
B-E-N-C-H,
this hour.
As
right.
In should Zach Wilson be benched. James and Cincy, who had the most impressive win over the weekend?
I believe the Cincinnati Bengals had the most impressive win. And I know that's the Steelers, and they are better than the Steelers, but they were without Ja'Marr Chase. They had a couple mistakes in-game that they were able to clean up.
It looked bad for
in
them
Pittsburgh,
at a certain point. Yeah.
Mike Tomlin trying to get the 500. So, I feel like the Bengals had the most impressive win. And scary for the rest of the AFC if they can put it together. I believe that, just like they did last year, they can go to Kansas City and beat them.
Hey, certainly Key, a Bengals fan.
Key, but I'll tell you what. The Bengals, the Ravens, and the Chargers are three teams where no matter what happens, as long as they're not eliminated mathematically, I got my eye on them. Type of teams that can make trouble in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't – the Bengals are cool. I mean, that's that they beat the Steelers. I mean, come on, man, stop.
Here they are, you know, no Ja'Marr Chase. They're hanging around.
Yeah, but they still got T. Higgins and Boyd, and they got Joe Burrow, your guy, the best quarterback to ever put on a uniform.
Now that would be Patrick Mahomes. Joe would be second.
Joe Mixon got hurt too in the game, so I mean, it was a good, it was still a legit win.
Yep,
legit win.
Tie in Florida, most impressive win over the weekend.
Good morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well.
What's up, brother?
To me, it's the team that didn't even play at all. It's the Miami Dolphins. We got to keep our division lead over the Bills. The Jets lost, so they fall all the way further down. And this just means we'll hold our destiny in our own hands because those bums in New York are just – they're bums. That's all.
They're bums in New York. Well, I mean, New York means the Giants, but if you want to include the Jets, fine. Go ahead.
You got a week of rest. I mean, that's what you need if you're Tua. That's what you want, right? Health concerns.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you need. I hear what he's saying.
I see what he means too, Key. It's a win for the Dolphins because they didn't even do anything. The Jets get bumped off. The Patriots didn't look like world beaters. I see it. No? All right. Baby Huey in Ohio.
I'm not wasting my voice.
Baby Huey, what's going
on? What a great name.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Cold eyes,
I was going to talk to Key and ask him, is Justin Fields – the next RG3.
What does that mean?
Does he remind you of RG3?
But what is it? I mean, he's got some running style characteristics, bigger, thicker than RG3. I think he's a harder runner than RG3 was. I would have liked to have seen RG3's career do something different than when he got hurt. You know, when he got hurt, because he came when to the scene, it was right. Then all of a sudden he gets hurt. He kind of gets, you know, forced back out there to some degree, and it just never was the same. I don't know what that would have looked like if he could have stayed healthy. I think with this kid, if he stays healthy, and my good friend Ryan Poles, the general manager of Chicago Bears, very good friend of mine, spend the money wisely, which I believe he will, and draft wisely, I think we'll see a different quarterback for years to come. Such a great friend of mine.
Yeah.
Like one of my honest, true buddies. I'm going to try to actually have dinner with him. Yeah, I'm going to try to have dinner with him when I go back in a couple weeks. He's such a great guy.
Mitch in Indiana, what do you got?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Keyshawn, congratulations on your Trojans big win. I was happy for you, by the way.
Yeah, well, what did you expect, right? I mean, come on, it's UCLA. We always beat those guys.
Keyshawn, I did want to point out, you in your key takeaways, you said Kirk Cousins was Kirk Cousins. Man, that is, you cannot put that game on him. I mean, that's all play calling all the way. I mean, you put any quarterback in that game, and it's going to be the same result. The Cowboys' rush attack was just insane.
You know what?
And I'm a Viking fan.
You know what? It the reason it was Kirk Cousins is because he was the quarterback, right? If it was somebody else, then I wouldn't say it was Kirk Cousins. But you know how some things always happen to people that are good? It just happens. Everybody has the best looking girl, no matter who she is, who he is. He's always got the best this. And for Kirk Cousins, he always loses a game when it matters most. Even though it ain't his fault, he finds a way to be in the middle of it. Even though it's not his fault. And you're right. You can't put the game on him, so to speak. And if you notice, I really didn't talk about the Vikings as much as I did the Cowboys. But he's the quarterback. It just so happened. It's Kirk Cousins.
But that's actually not true, though. I mean, they won the game last week against the Bills.
And guess what? We didn't say Kirk Cousins won the game.
Once again, it's like certain people like you are waiting for the bottom to fall out. So I could tell you, like,
we didn't
say always lose the games when it matters the most.
We didn't say Kirk Cousins won the game last week. We said that the Buffalo Bills tricked it off.
Who's we? I'm not part of we.
Jay.
I'm not part of we. Don't try to frame the whole show like we all said.
Kirk Cousins is great, then, man.
I didn't say he was top five quarterback in the league or even the top 10. But I'm saying this
top 15.
Acknowledge that people are waiting for the bottom of the fallout to tell you I told you so.
I have a question about that.
It's him.
I have a question about that.
He's in the room.
What's their O line? Nobody wants to take fact about the O line getting beat up.
Micah Parsons.
The O line got destroyed.
Something,
but it always goes back to Kirk Cousins.
It doesn't matter. He's the quarterback.
I have a question about that saying.
You always talk about details all the time.
Key, let me find out what you're trying to say.
He's the quarterback, Jay, and because it's Kirk Cousins and he's the quarterback, the game looks bad because he's the QB. Because guess what? If it was Jalen Hurts, he'd have ran out of there. If it was Daniel Jones, he'd have got out of there. If it was Josh Allen, he'd have figured out how to Houdini and get out of there. That's why it's Kirk Cousins.
Hey, Key, before we get out of here, I have a question about this.
Where are we going?
The Bill Parcells. Well, we have to pay some bills. Hey, that's the Bill Parcells, right? Like something good always happens for that guy or something bad always happens for that guy. I love that. As you told me, Parcells would say it like, a guy, he's good, but somehow he fumbles the ball. He's there when something bad happens. And this other guy may not be so great, but he's always in the right place at the right time. So it suggests that luck is intrinsic to the player, and therefore it's not exactly luck, right? There's something he's doing to create his own luck. Is that the case or not?
Whatever it is, because Jimmy Garoppolo always seems to be in the right place at the right time.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Better to be lucky than good, in other words.
They're 8-2.
There's something good about being lucky.
They got blitz. I get it. Not making excuses. They're 8-2.
Yeah, you are.
No.
You keep talking.
You're attacking them.
Oh, you're attacking them.
You just don't like the Vikings. And Kirk
Giants are banged up. They're coming off a game they should have won. How much trouble are they in heading into Dallas for Thanksgiving?
Go back to the country club, Bill.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.